From KCRW, it's Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiotakis with a show that connects you to the people and places of a washed-out Southern California. That's the world's most famous concrete channel called the LA River. Heavy rain flooded roads across the area, too. Malibu Canyon is closed, as is Topanga Canyon, due to rock and mudslides. A sinkhole swallowed a couple of cars with people in them in Chatsworth. Crews rescued them, thankfully. Gnarly waves crashed onto a golf course in Monterey Bay, where players had to run fast.
We gotta get back! We gotta get back! Holy! Oh! High ground! High ground!
The state says the weather's accounted for at least 16 deaths, and we don't know if that number includes a 5-year-old boy who went missing after floodwaters near the central coast swept him away in San Luis Obispo County. Authorities in Montecito actually evacuated that city 5 years to the day after mudslides killed close to 24 people and destroyed 100 homes. KCRW reporter Matt Gillum is there. He's been talking to people about the storm, and he joins us right now. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Steve.
I hear you lost power at your place. This is in Santa Barbara. It sounds like this latest storm has really wrought some havoc up there.
It's been unbelievable. Rain fell for almost 24 hours straight. I mean, we're not talking sprinkles or just garden variety. This was sustained heavy showers, and it would be interrupted by cloudbursts. This morning, we got a fast-moving storm cell that brought just buckets of rain and powerful winds. A power line across the street started sputtering, flashing, and then it just caught on fire. I'm not alone in being blown away by what we've experienced with this latest storm. A longtime resident of the area, Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown, says he's never seen anything like this latest round of storms.
I have not seen anything like what we've experienced with respect to the sustained amount of rain that we've had. It's been kind of mind-boggling.
Santa Barbara and Montecito got around 6 inches of water from this storm. The San Marcos Pass north of the city, it logged something like 17 inches, which is a new record.
17 inches of rain, my goodness. What has it been like, Matt, for you trying to get around to do some reporting just in the last day or two?
At times it's been kind of scary. I mean, an arcing power line is certainly a sight. But when I got on the freeway yesterday, it was like a river. There was standing water across all of the lanes. People were mostly slowing down. At one point, I drove into a big pothole that thankfully didn't damage my car. But I mean, you couldn't even see it until you were on top of it. The water flowing through the gutters came over the curb in some areas. And I mean, it looked like a small-scale whitewater rapid at times.
As I mentioned, Montecito and some other communities have been evacuated. That's because of the concern about mudslides. Thankfully, there haven't been any mudslides, right, in the area, big ones.
So far, as we know, hillsides are holding. The most damaging sort of earth movement we've experienced was a rock slide north of the city. That shut down the northbound 101 freeway. Crews are working to get the road back open. They're hoping to have traffic flowing again tonight. But the fact that this storm pummeled the region when it did on the anniversary of the Montecito debris flow, it was definitely weighing on people, including Sheriff Brown.
The irony of it being an exact 5-year anniversary date has not been lost on any of us who are working this.
Other officials I talked to made the same observation, that it was just uncanny to be in this predicament on the exact anniversary of the flows.
Remind us, Matt, about that 5 years ago, that terrible thing that happened there, and why this situation is bringing back those memories.
Well, it was January of 2018, just after the Thomas Fire. A storm passed through the region, dumping just tons of rain in a short amount of time, and the hillsides above Montecito couldn't hold, especially after being burned. A wall of mud and boulders came crashing down into the city. Scores of homes were lost. As you said, 23 people died. And the Central Coast was essentially cut off from SoCal because the mud inundated the 101 freeway.
I remember that horrible story from 5 years ago. What has been the situation for evacuees up there? I mean, what kinds of support have they been receiving?
Well, multiple evacuation centers were opened yesterday across the county. In fact, as the day went on and we got into the evening, an extra location was opened. I think the power of the storm caught a lot of people off guard. As it kept pouring and the roads were closed, many realized they weren't going to be able to leave town. Mitch Bernstein is among the stranded. He's from Solvang, the little Danish town north of Santa Barbara. He drove down to a doctor's appointment yesterday, but he was still at a shelter run by the Red Cross this morning. He had nothing but good things to say about what the care he's received.
Everybody here is just so friendly, and they feed you here. They provide everything that you need. Even the cots were comfortable.
But he wasn't completely caught by surprise. He did come prepared.
I stocked up a little bit on the goodies, you know, the sweet rolls and things like that, and something to drink. And I also bought a couple pillows and a blanket because there was the possibility that I was going to be trapped here.
Got to have those sweet rolls, especially in an emergency. At least he has a good attitude, Matt, in all seriousness. Seems to be rolling with the situation as things change there. What about a timeline for when people can head back home?
It's really in the air. So many roads are closed. So much needs to be assessed for safety. It's going to take time to get rocks, trees, other debris off the 101. Crews are working to get the freeway back open, and utility crews have fanned out across the city to get the power back on as quick as possible. But I can't give you a definite answer on that. But anyway, work is underway to get things functioning again. I think Rin Harden, one of the evacuees that I met, she sums it up best. She and so many others are just waiting.
Pretty early, I think it was in probably the first 50 people here, and then a bunch of people have been coming in from all over Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Everybody's just gathered here, and we're kind of in a holding pattern. We don't know when the roads are going to open up or when it's going to be safe to get through.
She also makes the point that it's not just this one storm. I mean, we've had a parade of atmospheric river systems since New Year's, and they haven't stopped. More showers are in the forecast, and that consistency, that's sticking out to her.
We've never had this amount of rain, or, you know, there were storms last week. There was already flooding and evacuation last week in various parts. We thought we were clear of it, and now we get hit with another, and it's building on, and I've never seen anything like this.
And, of course, that's exactly what has everyone on edge up here. It's the accumulation of rain in an area where the ground was parched and now is absolutely soaked. It can't absorb anymore. And that's really concerning as we stare down the prospect of another storm later this week and even more rain next week.
Yeah, it's certainly in the forecast, and we're going to hear more about that coming up in just a moment. KCRW reporter Matt Gillum. Matt, thank you. Stay safe up there.
You got it, Steve.